KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, Texas outscored Iowa State 13-9 in overtime to beat the Cyclones 74-70 on Monday in Hilton Coliseum. That was Iowa State's second straight home loss to open up Big 12 conference play.
You know, that's a tough game for us right there, just because of from the other night. The biggest thing I wanted to see was how our guys responded. Really wasn't about winning or losing, it was just how they would respond. And when they responded the right way, without question, you want them to feel victorious. And with this team, it's just going to be, we're going to grow every week, grow every game. We learned how to win in the non-conference. Now we have to learn how to win in conference play.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who says the Cyclones made progress after a loss to Kansas State.
We made great strides in 2 days of understanding how to compete the right way, of attention to deal with the scouting report. We got a little too spread out in the second half against triple penetration. And then we just got to continue to work to get all 7, 8, 9 guys, whoever's healthy and ready to go, on the same page and compete in the right way. And we made strides with that tonight.
Prohm says there's no panic despite the 0-2 start in the conference, and the Cyclones need to make some more progress before Saturday's game at Oklahoma State.
Can we understand how you need to compete in this league? Can we get guys playing unselfish? Can we win a rebounding battle? Can we not turn the ball over against a pressing team? Can we make tough plays? You know, we didn't finish some plays offensively. We got a little spread out defensively, but I'm not worried. We got 18 with the conference tournament, 18 more games.
Donovan Jackson led Iowa State with 24 points, but he says 26 three-pointers given up in the last two games has been a key.
Basically, we just got to keep a hand in their shooting pocket. That's what it comes down to. In this league, man, everybody can shoot. You know, it's such a high-caliber league that everybody can play. So we just got to start contesting shots and stuff like that to move forward.
Jackson says dropping two home games was a missed opportunity.
I think going to OK State is going to be a big test for us. And I think that our guys are going to be ready just because, like, everybody always talks about, like, we just want to go play somewhere else and, you know, like, get the feel and just battle against somebody else on their home court. So, I mean, I think we're going to be ready. I think we're going to take the next one.
Iowa State is now 9-4 overall on the season. Sixth-ranked West Virginia was able to run their winning streak to 13 games since the season-opening loss, as Teddy Allen had 22 points and Lamont West added 19, and the Mountaineers got past Kansas State 77-69 yesterday. Michigan State is the new number one in the AP Top 25 poll. The Spartans got 43 of 65 first-place votes to earn that top spot for the first time in two seasons. Second-ranked Duke received 21 first-place votes. Villanova dropped from first to third. Arizona State fell one spot to fourth, while Xavier moved up to fifth. West Virginia, Oklahoma, Virginia, Wichita State, and Kansas round out the top 10. Well, it'll be an all-SEC game for the national championship in Atlanta next Monday. Fourth-ranked Alabama advanced with a victory over number one Clemson in the Sugar Bowl after third-ranked Georgia outlasted number two Oklahoma to win the Rose Bowl. In New Orleans, Jalen Hurt threw for two touchdowns, and the Crimson Tide's defense outscored Clemson's offense in a 24-6 win over the Tigers. Clemson trailed just 10-6 and had the ball in the Alabama 35 early in the third quarter, when a pair of defensive plays allowed the Tide to take command. Defensive tackle Deron Payne picked off a pass by quarterback Kelly Bryant and rumbled 21 yards before a personal foul call added 15 more to the play. Moments later, Payne re-entered the game and caught a touchdown pass from Hurts. Bryant was picked off on his next play as the throw was deflected toward Mack Wilson, who went 18 yards for a touchdown that made it 24-6. Hurts also threw a first-quarter TD pass to Calvin Ridley to put Alabama up 10-0. It was the third straight year that Clemson and Alabama met in the college football playoffs, with the team splitting those previous two games. Georgia's victory in Pasadena was a little tougher. Sony Michel raced 27 yards for a touchdown to give the Bulldogs a wild 54-48 victory over number two Oklahoma. Michel went from goat to hero after his fourth quarter fumble was returned 46 yards by Stephen Parker II for a touchdown that put the Sooners ahead 45-38 with 6:52 left in regulation. Michel ran for 181 yards and three scores for the 13-1 Bulldogs, who scored 24 straight points to take a 38-31 lead early in the fourth quarter. Nick Chubb added 145 yards rushing, providing a 50-yard touchdown in the third quarter and a 2-yard burst that tied the game with 55 seconds left in regulation. Oklahoma quarterback and reigning Heisman Trophy winner Baker Mayfield threw for 287 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also caught a touchdown pass that gave the Sooners a 17-point lead with 6 seconds left in the first half before Georgia's rally. Also in New Year's Day action, Mackenzie Milton was the catalyst as 10th-ranked Central Florida earned a 34-27 Peach Bowl win over number 7 Auburn in Atlanta. Milton threw for 2 touchdowns and ran for 116 yards and another score to help the 13-0 Knights end the year as the only undefeated team in major college football. Shaquan Burkett returned an interception 45 yards for a touchdown as well for the Knights. Miles Boykin turned an acrobatic catch into a go-ahead 55-yard touchdown with a minute 28 remaining to send 14th-ranked Notre Dame past number 16 LSU in the Citrus Bowl in Orlando. Ian Book threw the go-ahead scoring pass and was 14 of 19 for 164 yards and 2 touchdowns after entering the game for an ineffective Brandon Wimbush in the second quarter. Boykin's touchdown followed Jack Gonsolin's 17-yard field goal, which gave the Tigers a 17-14 lead after LSU coach Ed Orgeron declined to go for a touchdown in fourth and goal near the end zone. Jake Bentley threw for 239 yards, and South Carolina rallied from a 19-3 third-quarter deficit to beat Michigan 26-19 in the Outback Bowl at Tampa. Bentley tossed scoring passes of 21 yards to Brian Edwards and 53 yards to Shai Smith, the latter giving the 9-4 Gamecocks a 23-19 lead with 11:33 to play. The Wolverines had 5 turnovers in ending an 8-5 season with their first 3-game losing streak under coach Jim Harbaugh. Well, there are now 6 NFL teams currently in the market for head coaches. The list doubled on Monday as the Bears fired John Fox and the Lions parted ways with Jim Caldwell, while Bruce Arians retired as the Cardinals head coach. Fox went 14-34 in 3 seasons in Chicago, giving him a .292 winning percentage, and that's second worst in team history. The Bears had double-digit losses in each season under Fox and completed a 5-11 campaign on Sunday. Caldwell was Detroit's most successful coach in the Super Bowl era, going 36-28 in 4 seasons, but 0-2 in the playoffs. The Lions finished 9-7 on Sunday, but were eliminated from postseason contention the previous week. The 65-year-old Arians has stepped aside following a 5-year run with Arizona. He was 49-30-1 with the Cardinals, including a 13-3 mark and an NFC title game appearance in 2015. But the Cards went 15-16-1 over the last 2 years, including an 8-8 mark this season. The departures were announced one day after Oakland's Jack Del Rio and Chuck Pagano of Indianapolis lost their jobs. The Giants will be interviewing coaching candidates after they fired Ben McAdoo in December. Vance Joseph will remain the head coach of the Broncos despite a disappointing 5-11 season that included the team's longest losing streak since joining the NFL. Denver collapsed amid a quarterback carousel in Joseph's first year at the post. In Cincinnati, coach Marvin Lewis talked to owner Mike Brown about his future with the Bengals and the plan to have more discussions. The Bengals failed to make the playoffs for the second straight season, and Lewis's contract is finished after his 15th year in Cincinnati. Buffalo Bills coach Sean McDermott says medical test results on LeSean McCoy's injured right ankle were negative, giving the running back a chance to play against Jacksonville in the AFC wildcard game on Sunday. McDermott would not go into detail except to say the team received some good news Monday, a day after McCoy was hurt in a 22-16 win at Miami. McCoy was hurt and carted off the field after a 3-yard run on Buffalo's first possession in the third quarter. Well, the New York Rangers remain perfect all-time in regular season outdoor hockey games after beating the Sabres at Citi Field. JT Miller scored a power play goal 2:43 into overtime to push the Blue Shirts past the Sabres 3-2 yesterday. Paul Carey and Michael Grabner scored in the first 8.5 minutes, but the Rangers blew the 2-0 lead before they improved to 4-0 in regular season outdoor venues. Those victories include 2 at Yankee Stadium in 2014, 2 years after they topped the Flyers at Citizens Bank Park. Henrik Lundqvist stopped 31 shots and has been in goal for New York's 4 outdoor victories. And a quick-thinking coach averted what could have been a terrible bus accident for the University of Dubuque women's basketball team. The Division III team from Iowa was driving back from a tournament in Nashville, Tennessee, when the bus driver passed out while the bus was going 70 miles an hour. Assistant coach Justin Smith jumped into action, grabbing the steering wheel and stopping the bus along the interstate. No one was hurt, and Smith said he was just lucky to be in the right place at the right time. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.